Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Johnny Blanchard. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Diego Segui. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Diego Segui. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The left fielder, Sandy Valdespino. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pasquale. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pasquale. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gentile for the out. Campaneris moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is hit by the pitch. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a pop-up towards short. Verall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Valdespino for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan takes first base on ball four. Charles moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Diego Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Campaneris. Rollins reaches second base with a double. Hall moves to third. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle takes first base on ball 4. Hall scores. Rollins moves to third. Batty moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Catfish Hunter now pitching. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew juggles the ball. That's an error on Killebrew. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Blanchard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green strikes out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Charles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Verhals strikes out. One out. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0 for 1 in the game. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bryan takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter bunts towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Kindle covering, for the out. Bryan moves to second. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rollins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to third. Hall moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brian settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Blanchard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 0-for-1 in the game. Pascual hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to second. One out. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Blanchard hits a line drive towards first. Killebrew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Virals takes first base on ball 4. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0-for-2 in the game. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Virals moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Virals scores. Valdespino moves to third. It's Athletics, 2, Twins, 2. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Valdespino scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Twins. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. Campanera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. the Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins juggles the ball. That's an error on Rollins. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Bryan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charles moves to third. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pasquale has Charles trapped. There's the throw to Rollins and over to Batty, who tags Charles for the out. Bryan moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ken Harrelson pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Bryan moves to third. Causey moves to second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Westock now pitching. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale is 0-for-2 in the game. Pasquale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Verhals hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Twins. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valdespino is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gentile strikes out. One out. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Blanchard strikes out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Joe Nosek pinch runs for Tony Oliva. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nosek moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Blanchard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rollins hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nasek scores. Killebrew moves to third. It's 6-2, Twins. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kindle takes first base on ball 4. Batty moves to second. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pascual hits a fly ball into right field. Blanchard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Nasek now playing center field. Jimmy Hall now playing right field. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bryan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Skip Lockwood pinch hits for West Stock. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Dixon now pitching. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Verhals strikes out. One out. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Valdespino hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campaneris moves to second. Bill Plyce now pitching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gentile strikes out. One out. Nelson Matthews pinch hits for Johnny Blanchard. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins juggles the ball. That's an error on Rollins. Campaneris scores. Landis moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Twins. Al Worthington now pitching. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-4 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Worthington covering, for the out. Landis scores. Matthews moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-4, Twins. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.